This is Jay Sekulow. As awful as it sounds, it's true. There is a UN proposal right now to consider removing Jews from the Holy Land.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Today I come to tell you what I prayed for in the Vatican. I prayed that day for an end to the occupation of my country, Palestine. I also prayed that Israel will finally, after a long wait, live next to Palestine as a good neighbor and not as an occupier.
The connection between the Jewish people and the land of Israel cannot be denied. The connection between the Jewish people and Jerusalem cannot be denied. The Jewish people were building Jerusalem 3,000 years ago, and the Jewish people are building Jerusalem today. Jerusalem is not a settlement, it's our capital.
Help us stop the illegal stealing of our land. This week, I will propose to the United Nations a new timetable for peace talks. The key is to agree on a map to delineate the borders of each country. I say today to Prime Minister Netanyahu, end the occupation, make peace.
Are we blind to all of these?
Israel's fight against Hamas is not just our fight, it's your fight. Israel is fighting a fanaticism today that your countries may be forced to fight tomorrow.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
You know, it's a provocative open to the broadcast when I say you've got a UN Security Council resolution that would remove Jews from the Holy Land, from Israel. But that's exactly what the situation is right now on the ground at the United Nations. You also have being reported in the New York Times that Israel has summoned the Swedish ambassador to the Foreign Affairs Ministry in Israel because Sweden is getting ready to recognize, I haven't given the date yet, but to recognize the Palestinian state. Now, here's the problem. The Palestinian state is a cooperative government, supposedly, between the Palestinian Authority, Fatah, and Hamas. Hamas calls for, and we read this yesterday extensively, calls for the destruction of Israel and the removal of Jews from the Holy Land, what they call the Zionist occupiers. It's in our book, Rise of ISIS, which is going to be in bookstores everywhere. I encourage you to pre-order it. But this threat at the UN right now is real. We're taking your calls on this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And Jordan, the more this goes, the longer this goes, without a U.S. response, the more dangerous it becomes. Because governments like Sweden say, hey, there's not really U.S. opposition here. We can move forward on this.
That's right. And so the U.S. silence is very telling to others around the world. And they may even be taking cues and saying, well, if the United States is being quiet, maybe they've changed their policy. Maybe they want us to move forward and possibly make these new pushes to recognize a Palestinian state. And that's why I think we're seeing here is possibly the U.S. being silent to see what kind of world support comes to the side of the Palestinians in light of no U.S. opposition at this
point.
Yeah,
I think I think that's exactly correct. And David, and we got really tight on time here, we're going to a break, but I think that is part of the problem right now. U.S. silence is creating a vacuum. That vacuum is very dangerous.
Well, the silence is very intentional, make no mistake. I think the silence is designed to put pressure on Israel to give in to at least some degree of Palestinian demands.
And if you divided Jerusalem, to me, is unthinkable, folks. Just absolutely unthinkable. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Here's some good news. 40,542 of you have signed that petition. It's been up for one day. Our television audience is now with us, so we know that's going to grow. You can sign the petition at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Should we stand with Israel? That's the question. We're taking your calls on that at 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. 800-684-3110. Again, sign the petition at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget the book, Rise of ISIS, available in bookstores next week. But I encourage you to pre-order it now and multiple copies for your friends. Rise of ISIS, back with more in a moment.
The nation of Israel is in the crosshairs once again, this time at the United Nations. Anti-Israel forces are pushing a resolution that would call on Israel to return to the Palestinians all territory seized since the 1967 Six-Day War, a move that would significantly reduce the size of Israel and leave our ally even more vulnerable to attacks from Hamas and other terrorist organizations. This dangerous resolution would also force Israel to give up key parts of Jerusalem, a resolution that's gaining traction at the UN. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that the United States veto this anti-Israel measure. The Obama administration must defend Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. The U.S. must reject this anti-Israel resolution at the UN. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I stand. When you order the book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, you get a link to the song absolutely free. So we encourage you to do that. As I said, pre-order in bookstores everywhere. It'll be out October 14th. You're watching on television. It's out. So we encourage you to go to bookstores and get it. Get multiple copies. Get it for your friends. Pre-order it as well. If you're listening to us on radio today, that really helps. Let's go to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in. Let's take Dale's call, Jordan, out of California.
Sure. Dale calling in from California on line 4. Dale, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dale.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Jay. I just wanted to comment on the Rise of ISIS book. Was excellent.
Great.
I'll be buying the paperback copy when that comes out as well.
Great.
My question is, if the administration doesn't veto at this United Nations vote, I don't understand what would happen at that point. Israel is not going to agree to, you know.
Yeah, no, right. Israel's not going to accept the UN resolution on the 67 border. So what you're going to have is another, this will be the excuse for another huge armed conflict. And groups like Hamas and Fatah and ISIS will be saying, see, the Israelis didn't comply with the UN resolution, which would have put the Israelis out of existence anyways. But that's what's being set up, Jordan, right now. I mean, that is what is being set up.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this situation where if the U.S. doesn't stand up, if the U.S. doesn't put its position out clearly so that our allies and also the less strong nations in the world, in Western Europe, and in Eastern Europe,
yep,
as well, Central Europe, that, and the, you even go into South America and the Caribbean, you say, okay, where's the U.S. here? Because we don't really want to upset them, and they've been kind of the lead on this. We kind of play the backseat role on when it comes to the Palestinian issue. The U.S. has always been a lead there when it comes to Israel as well. So what should we do as a U.S. ally, as someone not allied with the Russians, someone not allied with,
right,
the Chinese? And when the U.S. is saying nothing, well, guess what? You're going to have a lot of European foreign ministers saying, well, getting a lot of pressure here at home to recognize this Palestinian state. We've got growing Muslim populations who
right,
are threatening things if we don't. So if the U.S. isn't giving us a window, and is this the usual Obama administration strategy of sitting back, letting this happen so that this momentum builds for the Palestinian state, and then they say, we can't come in and stop this? I mean, it's almost like what they've done in these other situations during the Arab Spring, which have turned out disastrous, of course.
Yeah, well, they picked the wrong side on every debate. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. David, I want you to comment on that, because the reality is, as the caller suggested, Israel's not going to accept this resolution if the United States doesn't veto it and it passes. But the world ramifications of this would be very catastrophic.
It would mean war.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's what it would mean, because here's what would happen. If the UN Security Council passed this resolution without an American veto, let's say Americans abstained, and the deadline passed, and Israel didn't withdraw because it would not move 500,000 of its citizens out of Jerusalem. It just is not going to do that. Then the Palestinian people, with the support of Europe and the whole Arab yep. world, would engage in another uprising. It would be a bloodbath.
So Than, let's talk about the practicality. I'm taking your calls, by the way, at 800-684-3110. But Than, let's talk about what do we do? What are we asking people to do right now? What's going to happen? What do we do?
We are really pushing the United States to publicly promise that veto. And you got to kind of understand what Jordan and David are saying kind of together here. Because remember, this resolution is just step one. The ultimate goal here is statehood. And Jay, if the United States stands down at the Security Council now, if they don't issue this veto on step one, they are going to have a real problem issuing a veto when the ultimate question is statehood. So I think, you know, the hypothetical that Jordan laid out, that the United States strategy here or the administration strategy is just to sit back and let it happen, I think that's exactly right. By allowing this time and space, this administration thinks that statehood will happen and it won't be as much their responsibility. We've got to pressure them right now to do the right thing from the very beginning.
Which begs the question, folks, we've got to take action here. Now, 51,878 of you have signed on to this petition in 24 hours. This is saying, let's veto this at the UN. I don't want the Christian sites controlled by Hamas, and I don't want 500,000 Jews kicked out of Jerusalem. So go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And I urge you to do that now. Also, our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, available October 14th in bookstores everywhere. You can pre-order it now. If you're watching on television, it is out. Our radio audience, of course, today, you can pre-order it. We encourage you to do that. You can do it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or literally wherever books are sold. Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. Folks, we go to the details about Hamas, about ISIS, the tie-ins there, how it impacts Israel. It's a book you need to get. We encourage you to get it. Let's go right back to the phones at 800-684-3110.
Yep, let's go to Jerry in Pennsylvania on line one. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Jerry.
Yes, you know, there is an occupation in the Holy Land, and that is the so-called Palestinians who are occupying Jewish land.
Right. You're absolutely correct.
Nobody says that.
Well, they don't say it because you're talking about politically incorrect. But the Israelis take a view, and I think we've got this bite from Benjamin Netanyahu. He said, we've got a country where Jews can buy land in Arab villages and Arabs can buy land in Jewish villages because we allow that in Israel. I mean, so the idea is Israel recognizes the ability for organizations and institutions to pre-exist. So listen to what Benjamin Netanyahu said about that.
If I said to you someplace in the United States, Jews cannot buy apartments here, there'd be an uproar. I don't accept this thing. I mean, Jews can buy private homes in Arab neighborhoods. Arabs can buy private homes in Jewish neighborhoods. It's their right. We don't want to accept something else, and I was absolutely baffled by this. It's against the American values, and it doesn't bode well for peace.
And I think that, Jerry, that's exactly the situation. So, in a sense, the Israelis are allowing others in. It's a Jewish state. Others can be there. They respect minority religions. There's not another place in the Middle East where there's more religious freedom than in Israel.
Israel protects the civil rights of Arab yep. citizens more than any country in the rest of the Middle East.
In fact, protects Arab citizens more than Muslim-dominated countries protect Muslim citizens that are not of their persuasion. Sunni-Shia conflict. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, this brings up the other point, which is, you know, this idea of painting Israel as the bad actor, which is what's going to happen here if this resolution goes through. Israel will be painted as the bad actor.
That's right. And those who stand in the Palestinians' way as bad actors as well. And somehow, you know, they're already, we see the U.S. criticizing what they call settlements. I mean, these are construction projects within Jerusalem. This is not inside, you know, deep inside the West Bank or the Gaza Strip. We're talking about inside East Jerusalem, which has been under the Israelis' control. It's part of Israel. It's the part of Israel, if anyone's listening or watching right now, where they spend the most time in Jerusalem. That's East Jerusalem. That's the part that they're talking about. And they're acting like the Jewish majority in Israel can't build there, can't put an apartment building up. And we're not talking about settlements in the West Bank. We're talking about criticism coming directly from building in Israel, and it's coming from the Obama administration, which means in their mind, that part of Israel should ultimately end up in the hands of Palestinians. That means exactly what you said, Dad. If you want to go visit the holy sites, you're going to have to go into Palestinian Authority control. And right now the PLO may control and the PA may control the West Bank, but they haven't done real well in elections. So another election happens, it could be Hamas once again, and it would be Hamas in control of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, Hamas in control of the Dome of the Rock, and of course that's right in the, with the Western Wall situation there. I mean, the whole way the world visits Jerusalem would change. And I think that has to come into play here because it is an international city and a holy city for so many different religious people.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us in there again, 800-684-3110. If you think the international pressure is going to be significant, listen to Mahmoud Abbas talking about us, the United States of America.
I made a prayer for an America that is a real friend of Israel, not a false friend. And just as real friends, do not let friends drive drunk. So, two, a real friend of Israel would not let them engage in the widespread killing of women and children, including bombing United Nations schools and hospitals, such as we saw in Gaza.
Listen to that applause. You hear that applause? Now realize that Hamas had bombing facility rocket launchers in those UN hospitals and schools. And that, my friends, is the war crime. Not taking them out is not the war crime. The war crime is using civilian areas to launch your attack. And what we need to do as Jews and Christians is understand the enemy we're facing and the legal issues involved in this. And it's not complicated. We've got a book. It's called Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. And we go into who's violating international law here. We encourage you to buy that book. Pre-order it today. For those of you that are watching on TV, go into your bookstore now and order. Buy 10 copies. Distribute this to your friends. Get the information out. It's really critical. And all of us need to stand with Israel and stop this move at the UN. That's going to be by going to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 and signing that petition now. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Over 52,000 have signed it. Also, like our Facebook pages, mine, Jordan's, the ACLJ's, approaching 2,100,000, maybe over that now, likes on Facebook. So that's very important. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. This is information you're not going to get anyplace else. We encourage you to keep listening and call us with your questions. 1-800-684-3110. And the song comes with the book. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
The nation of Israel is in the crosshairs once again, this time at the United Nations. Anti-Israel forces are pushing a resolution that would call on Israel to return to the Palestinians all territory seized since the 1967 Six-Day War, a move that would significantly reduce the size of Israel and leave our ally even more vulnerable to attacks from Hamas and other terrorist organizations. This dangerous resolution would also force Israel to give up key parts of Jerusalem, a resolution that's gaining traction at the UN. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that the United States veto this anti-Israel measure. The Obama administration must defend Israel. our most important ally in the Middle East. The U.S. must reject this anti-Israel resolution at the U.N. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Should we take the stand for Israel at this critical time? Sweden says they're going to lead the charge, not for Israel, for the Palestinian Authority. Returning to the 67 borders, which basically removes Israel's ability to defend itself. There's an interview between Fareed Zakaria and Benjamin Netanyahu. This is worth playing this bite, folks. And then we want your comments at 1-800-684-3110. Listen to this, number 12.
You said in your speech, ISIS is Hamas, Hamas is ISIS. President Obama says very clearly, ISIS can never be negotiated with under no circumstances whatsoever. Are you saying that you will never negotiate with Hamas under any circumstances?
I negotiate with an enemy who wants to stop being my enemy. That's how you make peace. An enemy who wants to destroy you, remains committed to your obliteration, is not someone you can negotiate with.
There you have it. And look, what we say in the book on page 47 is Hamas does not want peace with Israel, and it will not negotiate a permanent peace agreement with Israel. Instead, it will only agree to intermittent truces when its military capabilities have been so degraded that it needs time to recuperate and rearm, which is precisely what they're doing right now, David.
Absolutely. This is an old pattern. What they do is they build up their strength. They launch volleys of rockets at Israel. Israel strikes back, weakens them significantly, and then they slink back into their hole for a while,
right.
Rest, refit, rearm, and then try again. And they're trying to make life in Israel so intolerable that the Jews of Israel will begin to leave the land. That's their goal.
Well, and of course, if they can get their 1967 borders, they'll get 500,000 Jews out of Jerusalem. All right, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Don't forget the book Rise of ISIS. Pre-order it if it's not available in your bookstore. It will be by October 14th. We want you to get multiple copies of that. And sign that petition, Standing with Israel, at aclj.org or 877-989-225. Jordan, let's take William calling from Georgia.
William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, William.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jordan. This is my concern really quick. You know, I find it hard to believe that the president is that naive, or for that matter, that clueless of what's going on, you know, in this situation or whatnot, because every decision that he made has been to the far left. And not to mention, he seems to be more concerned about his political views, which have been flawed from the beginning, than it is about the concerns about the American people as well as Israel. So it kind of makes you question his motives in the first place.
Well, you know, I asked the question. It's a good question, William. I asked Jordan that question. What are the politics behind this? Because what base is supporting this idea? I mean, that's what's so hard to figure out here, Jordan. What base is supporting this?
Well, especially going into a midterm election where you're not really trying to appeal to the, especially in these midterms, the left of the left, which is basically the only group that would be behind these Palestinian moves or this idea that, you know, Islamophobia kind of idea that we can't talk about these issues openly and honestly. So it makes no sense whatsoever politically. I think that's honestly, this is one of the issues where President Obama isn't as politically calculating. He doesn't care so much about the polls. And a lot of issues you could say he is more calculated and is much more about, you know, polls and what's happening. On this one, this is, in my way, I kind of see it as his pet issue. This is the one he cares about, where he takes seriously when he's dealing with the Islamic world. But that doesn't mean he's right. So he again, he's got an agenda here. He has a plan for it, and he has a team around him that agrees with him, that we can be condemning Israel and standing Israel with Israel the same day. And yes, people say, well, you know, real friends, they criticize each other behind closed doors. But when you start doing it openly like this, and they're kind of, I think that they are, in a sense, they're trying to get Israel. They're putting it out there and saying, okay, will you respond? Will you criticize us so that the U.S. can say, well, see, the relationship's not so good anymore, so that they can remain silent, the United Nations, and let the world do its thing. And let me tell you something. It's never a good thing when you let the world do its thing at the United Nations.
Yeah, that's for sure. David?
Well, you know, you've seen the real passion and the real anger from President Obama when he's angry at Israel.
Yep.
That's where you see it. And that is very telling. You've got it, and it's a culture there. It's a culture in the State Department. They will use the exact same words to describe Israel's lawful airstrikes.
Yep.
Airstrikes that are every bit as lawful as the airstrikes we're doing right now in Syria and Iraq. They'll use the same words to describe Israel's actions as they do to describe ISIS's beheadings of civilians.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, and the other thing is the president, when he criticizes Hamas, he calls it an irresponsible military tactic, which legitimizes it, by the way. The language alone. So stand with Israel here. We got to make this move at the UN, and it's critical. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We need to block this with a veto so they don't go back to these 67 borders and recognize the Palestinian state without negotiations in good faith. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Again, ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. If you want to understand this conflict, get our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. Pre-order it today. For those of you that are watching this on TV, it will already be out in the bookstores by the time you see the broadcast. For the radio audience, pre-order it today. You can do it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or literally wherever books are sold. Let's go to David calling from California on line 6. David, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. Did we not passed a congressional resolution a couple of months ago that provided $250 million to retrofit, if you will, the dome system in Israel? And did we not, for some reason, withhold that at this time? And do we not have the obligation to fulfill that resolution? And do we not have the necessity to or the ability to provide additional support, help from our nation to help train?
Yes. And here's the question that you asked that is the one I'm going to throw this to Than here. This is exactly the point. This is, I think, a very dangerous situation. During the battle with Hamas, the way the United States put pressure on Israel, Than, was to stop the already authorized funding of the refurbishment of the additional Iron Dome defense system.
Yeah, and this goes to the point that Jordan was making, that behind the scenes, this administration is doing what it can to ding Israel. You know, the Congress passes this authorization, sends it to the administration to send out. And even if it ultimately gets sent out, Jay, what they do is behind the scenes, they say, we've got all of this leverage, we've got this funding for this arms system, and we're going to withhold it from you unless you start behaving accordingly. So behind the scenes, this administration is undermining Israel.
So they threaten the hold of the armament refills in order to put pressure on very quickly, David.
You know, and that's unconscionable. That is absolutely unconscionable, because Hamas was launching rockets at Israeli civilians. And I keep going back to this. We would never put that standard on ourselves, and we don't. We're engaged in airstrikes in Syria and Iraq that are fully compliant with the law.
And the violation of the law was Hamas. Jay's calling from Virginia on line 3. Hi, Jay.
Just an unbelievable situation. I mean, first the Palestinian Nazis, they push over gravestones on Rosh Hashanah. Now they want to ethically cleanse the Jews out of their own land. We've seen this before. It never ends well.
No, and out of their own land. They want to do it out of Jerusalem, of all places, the holiest of the holy cities, and put that under Hamas control. All right, folks, that's going to do it for the broadcast today. Jordan's going to let you know how you could sign this petition, stop this action at the UN, and get our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, and you get the song, Where I Stand With It, as well. Available in bookstores October 14th. You pre-order it now. Jordan, go ahead and tell people what they can do.
Sure. For the pre-order of the book, riseofisis.com. We've got the information there on the place you can pre-order. Of course, it will be in your bookstores. If you want to stand with Israel now and make sure the United States continues to stand with Israel, reflecting the will of the people here in the U.S., call our toll-free number now. That's 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. We've also got the petition up at ACLJ.org, but I encourage you to act now. Pick up your phone and call 877-989-2255. We are standing with Israel at a time when it's almost unbelievable, but it's true that Israel is under attack. Even with this rise of extremism, the world is focusing in on Israel. Call now and stand with Israel. 877-989-2255.
This dangerous resolution would also force Israel to give up key parts of Jerusalem. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that the United States veto this anti-Israel measure. The Obama administration must defend Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. The U.S. must reject this anti-Israel resolution at the UN. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. We're talking about a situation at the UN that's developing now. Let me get Than to give us a quick overview about what's about to happen. It has not been introduced yet. It's coming. Sweden, by the way, according to the New York Times, said, well, they're ready to recognize. They'll lead the way in recognizing the Palestinian state, which will include borders that remove 500,000 Jews from Jerusalem. Now, how do you like that one? And that's the position that they're advocating right now. They said, while we respect the Israeli position, we're prepared to lead. So we've got to move at the UN, and we've got to move aggressively. Than, tell us exactly what is going to take place or exactly what's happening.
The draft is being circulated behind the scenes right now, Jay, but people need to understand that is intentional. There is a reason this has not been formally introduced, and the reason for that is as soon as it's introduced, it forces the United States to make a decision. They would come out, hopefully, and publicly promise to veto. Mahmoud Abbas is using that time behind the scenes now to build support for this resolution, to build support for his move to the ICC and statehood. The United States, though, Jay, they don't have to wait for it to be introduced.
Right.
They are allowing Abbas to build momentum by creating this vacuum of silence. What we are asking them to do is say, listen, Abbas has said he's going to introduce this. Don't wait on him. Go ahead and, as the ally of Israel, issue that veto threat today.
Well, that's what we're encouraging to happen. And, Jordan, you're getting word. You're reading an article right now. You say it's mind-boggling what the administration's saying.
It's a Free Beacon article. It's called Surrender in the War of Ideas. And this was the sub-headline which really caught my attention when I tweeted it out, which was Constitutional Religious Clause Prevents Obama Administration from Countering Islamic State Ideology. That there is somehow some new idea in the State Department, and there's someone quoted in here who talks about the transfer from Bush to President Obama's team at the State Department, that they decided we're no longer engaged in a war on ideology. This is not a war of ideas.
Right.
That we're not going to. That this is about poverty and good governance. And of course, that you know, the fact that there's so many foreign fighters in ISIS coming from much better economic situations than anyone in Syria and Iraq
right.
has ever experienced in their life undercuts that immediately. And there's also a good quote in here that said, if that were the case, why would countries like India, where the poverty is so high, not be half terrorists, 50% of the population, if it was really about economic situations and governance situations? So there's this idea that now they're trying to blame the Constitution's prohibition on the government establishment of a religion,
you know,
and to say that they can't then get involved, and that's why they have to say everything is not Islamic when they're dealing with Islamic ideologues. And so, again, this struggle that our military faces when they're supposed to be combating the ideology but are told by the administration that doesn't mean to combat the Islamic background of it.
You know, you could not make this stuff up, folks. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. It is beyond the ability to come up. This would be an unbelievable movie script if it wasn't so tragic, the consequences of what we're dealing with, David.
Look, we've had years of this administration, and truth be told, the administration before telling us how wonderful Islam is.
Yeah, great.
How it's amazing, how it's tolerant, how it's magnificent. But then it would somehow violate the Establishment Clause to provide factual information about our enemies. You know, we're living in a dreamland here. This is utterly absurd.
Let me play for you Mahmoud Abbas. This is what you talk about. We talk about the fact that what the Palestinians are doing is illegal and unauthorized under international law. Hamas violating international law. Listen to Mahmoud Abbas, number 34.
Help us stop the illegal stealing of our land.
Well, let me say this again. I want to play this again. Now, this is Mahmoud Abbas at the Palestinian Authority. Listen to the first line here.
Help us stop the illegal stealing of our land.
So the Jews are stealing our land. So the proposal is let's kick 500,000 Jews out. That's their solution. We've got to oppose it. You could join with us at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We're going to put portions of Jerusalem, holy sites within the Christian faith and the Jewish faith, under the control of Hamas partnership government because we want to help stop the illegal stealing of our land by the Jews. So we've heard this before, but now we're hearing it again at the UN. Take action, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't just take action, get educated. We've got a brand new book out. If you're watching on television, you can get it at your bookstore right now, called Rise of ISIS. If you're listening on radio, which means you're listening to it today, hey, pre-order it and pre-order multiple copies. Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
The nation of Israel is in the crosshairs once again, this time at the United Nations. Anti-Israel forces are pushing a resolution that would call on Israel to return to the Palestinians all territory seized since the 1967 Six-Day War, a move that would significantly reduce the size of Israel and leave our ally even more vulnerable to attacks from Hamas and other terrorist organizations. This dangerous resolution would also force Israel to give up key parts of Jerusalem, a resolution that's gaining traction at the UN. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that the United States veto this anti-Israel measure. The Obama administration must defend Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. The U.S. must reject this anti-Israel resolution at the UN. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Our television crew's here, so we're going to be broadcasting this on TV as well. Let me tell you what's exactly going on. We've got a situation right now at the UN that is really serious. This is Israel facing another grave threat, this time the United Nations Security Council. There's going to be a resolution introduced that's basically going to drive Israel back to indefensible 1967 borders, which removes a large Jewish population, 500,000 people, Jews, from Jerusalem. If this resolution goes forward, this would be disastrous for the existence and survival of the state of Israel. I mean, it's that significant. Having said that, what we're doing is we are mobilizing our teams at the UN. Than Bennett heads up our Office of Governmental Affairs. He was just in New York at the UN, going back, of course, multiple times and working with our teams there. Than, let's talk about what's at stake, and then I'm going to give everybody a very direct call to action here, but let's put out there what is at stake.
The stakes really couldn't be higher, Jay, because this resolution puts forward a specific deadline for withdrawal from Jerusalem. It would be likely the end of 2016. That is going to be specifically in the resolution. And, Jay, we've said this on this broadcast before, but our listeners have to understand this. The only way to block this resolution is for the United States to veto it at the Security Council. It's not enough to come out and say, we oppose it, we wish the Palestinians wouldn't put it forward. They have to be willing to issue a veto. None of the other P5 members are going to be willing to do so. It has to be the United States that steps forward and does it.
All right, folks, so here's what I need everybody to do. I need everybody that's watching us on television right now or listening to us on radio. We want to have about 200,000 signatures on this petition. We have had a great start. I mean, a huge start with over 40,000 signatures in one day. We've got to stand with Israel, which means we've got to get the Obama administration, the president, to issue an order that says we will veto this at the UN. You could do that and sign that petition right now at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Let me urge you to do this right now. It really, folks, is really critical. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Take action. And, you know, David, you've been over to Israel. We've got an office in Jerusalem. By the way, our office would be, the way I calculated, about a mile and a quarter from what would now be controlled by Hamas and the Palestinian Authority if this proposal were to go through. I mean, that's how we're talking about a small area, but it could have disastrous consequences.
Well, you know, and you raised the point earlier that there's 500,000 Jews living right in the outskirts of Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, which are the areas that would be cleansed completely of any Jewish citizens. I mean, that is the thing that the Palestinians have declared their intention. They have said there will not be a single Israeli civilian living in the West Bank, not a single one. Well, guess what? There's 500,000 there now. It's a crime against humanity to do an ethnic cleansing.
And that's exactly what it is. So again, folks, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Sign that petition now, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let me read something to you from our book, Rise of ISIS. This is why we want you to get the book and get educated on this. So this comes, our research was done while we were at Oxford University this past summer. And that is now a book that's being distributed by Simon Schuster, Howard Books. It's in bookstores now everywhere, October 14th. For those that are watching on television, it's in bookstores now. We buy multiple copies. Here's why. You want to know what the partner of the Palestinian Authority thinks about Israel and Jews? Here's what they think. Allah is the goal. The Prophet is the model to be followed. The Quran, its constitution. Jihad, it's the way, is the way. And death for the sake of Allah is its loftiest desire. This is out of Hamas's charter. We have got unbelievable documentations in the back of the book, folks. The footnoting here, endnotes as they're called, are extensive. And let me tell you something. Read the endnotes if you want to get this information. But that's on page 47 of the book, Rise of ISIS. What I'd like everybody to do, on the ebook, we were number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list because of you all, and I want to thank you for that again. The list came out this Sunday, and we were just absolutely, past Sunday, we were thrilled. Here's the question. Can this paperback become the definitive text, we believe it is, on the issue of ISIS? This is where you come in and you can help us. Buy multiple copies for your friends and family. That'll make a huge difference. You saw what we read from the book. We're going to do a couple specials on the book coming up in the next few weeks. But again, Rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore. And I'm reading you, folks. This is what they say. Israel will exist and will continue to exist until Islam abolishes it. So, Jordan, their definition of what Hamas, which is partners with the Palestinian Authority, Fatah, what they want to do to Israel, you couple this with ISIS, it's unbelievable. It is a direct threat, and this move at the UN is a direct threat to Israel's right to exist.
That's right, and it comes at a time. It's a very provocative time for the Palestinian Authority to be making this move because of course, the conflict between Israel and Hamas, the recognition that there is a problem in the region, and the problem is radical extremist Islamists who come from this militant background like Hamas and like ISIS. And as Prime Minister Netanyahu said, it's the same poisonous tree. They are both branches from that tree. It all comes from the same teaching. It all comes from the same Sunni radicalism. And we have to, again, take it all seriously. And in light of the fact that when it comes right down to it, it's our only true ally in the region. It takes a lot of arm twisting. And by the way, plenty of money flows out of the countries who are flying the flights with us to bomb ISIS. Plenty of money for ISIS comes out of those countries. That's not the case when it comes to Israel. They're our ally for real. And you can't really say that about anyone else in that region.
You're absolutely right. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take Ibrahim's call on line 4.
Ibrahim calling in from California on line 4. Ibrahim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Ibrahim. You're on the air, sir. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll try to get back to him. Let me tell you this move with the Swedish foreign minister. This is a significant also statement, again, in the New York Times. They're saying that while we respect Israel's position, we are prepared to lead the way. Leading the way here, Than, means that the challenge at the UN is going to be very focused because now it has to be very clearly, unapologetically, that the United States vetoes this.
Yeah, no question about it. This goes to the comments that Jordan was just making about it being not only a provocative move, but also a strategic one, Jay. I mean, Abbas's ultimate goal here is statehood. And like David just said, it's statehood where no Jews exist inside that state. Let's remind folks, statehood also goes to the Security Council. What does it take to block statehood? It takes a U.S. veto. If the United States stands down on this resolution we're talking about today, I can guarantee you Abbas is going to rush to the Security Council with that statehood measure and say the United States needs to do the same thing on this measure.
And the danger of this, David, of course, is it puts Israel in an untenable situation. But I want to talk to the Christian community as well. Those sites, like the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, like Calvary, would now be under Hamas control. And let me tell you, that's a zero. That's a zero. The Western Wall for the Jewish faith, it's a hugely significant site, would be under the control of Hamas. So we can't be fooled by thinking that the Palestinian Authority is some moderate government when they willingly entered into negotiations with Hamas, who was firing rockets at Israel this past summer.
Well, look, the bottom line is that the only time in recent memory where all of the three main faiths of the Middle East, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, have had the ability to worship freely in Jerusalem has been since 1967 when Israel has been in control. That's the bottom line. That would all end, that would all stop if Palestinians took control of this land, ejected all of the Jews from the land, and imposed their Sharia law.
This would be putting Hamas, which is the cousin of ISIS, on the border of Israel and in control of half of Jerusalem. So you would have Hamas, ISIS's cousin. I'm going to say that again. Hamas is ISIS's cousin. Both Sunni, both terrorists, both jihadists, both want to eliminate Jews or Christians or both. And both will use unbelievably despicable acts to do it. Now, despite the fact that the president says it's, you know, irresponsible military tactics, it's a lot more than that. Listen to what Benjamin Netanyahu said, number 21.
The same countries that now support confronting ISIS opposed Israel for confronting Hamas. They evidently don't understand that ISIS and Hamas are branches of the same poisonous tree. ISIS and Hamas share a fanatical creed, which they both seek to impose well beyond the territory under their control.
Well, this gives you a sense of exactly what we're dealing with right now at the UN. So let me go back to Than very quickly here. What is the move we are asking for?
A public promise to veto it from the United States that would stop it in its tracks. It would not even allow it to be introduced or tabled, so to speak, at the United Nations. It's got to be a public promise to veto.
All right, here's what we're going to do, folks. I need everybody that's listening to me right now. I could read you more, and I will when we come back from the break from our book, Rise of ISIS, to let you know exactly who we're dealing with here. But I need everybody that's listening right now to go to ACLJ.org, sign that petition, ACLJ.org. We're over 40,000 signatures, 40,542 to be exact, and growing. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. The idea that the holy sites for the Christian faith, or that a half a million Jews would be removed from Jerusalem, should be inexplicable and not allowed. It is inexplicable. I'll tell you what the problem is. The left wants this to happen. And we've got to be real about what this is. That's where it's coming from. For some reason, they're in lockstep with Hamas and ISIS. I can't figure it out. It makes no sense to me. But that's what they're doing. They're looking at them as the underdog. Hamas is the underdog as they're lobbing bombs into Jerusalem or Tel Aviv? Not really. Let's fight back on this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS. Pre-order it now. Very important book for you to read. Understand the enemy we're facing.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. The Nation of Israel is in the crosshairs once again. this time at the United Nations. Anti-Israel forces are pushing a resolution that would call on Israel to return to the Palestinians all territory seized since the 1967 Six-Day War, a move that would significantly reduce the size of Israel and leave our ally even more vulnerable to attacks from Hamas and other terrorist organizations. This dangerous resolution would also force Israel to give up key parts of Jerusalem, a resolution that's gaining traction at the UN. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that the United States veto this anti-Israel measure. The Obama administration must defend Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. The U.S. must reject this anti-Israel resolution at the UN. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. A serious situation developing for our ally Israel. The Sweden says they're going to lead the way. They used to be neutral. Remember that when they were neutral? Not so neutral now. They're taking the side of the... And I'm going to call it what it is, folks. It's the Hamas-Fatah partnership for the Palestinian Authority, which would... And removing Jews from Jerusalem. A half a million, by the way. Or how about this? You visit Israel, you want to see the holy sites, you want to ask permission for Hamas before you can get into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre? I don't. So we're going to fight back on this, and we're going to do that at the United Nations, as Than was leading, talking about, and we're going to lead the charge there. But we need your help. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's take a phone call.
Yep, right to the phones we go. I would add, by the way, that it's almost thinking that you could have Hamas and possibly have to go by them to get into that church. You know what would happen to that church ultimately? It would be destroyed. Either right. They will just let it fall apart, or they will actively destroy it. There will be some kind of fire, some kind of problem that's happened. Because that's what they want to take out any references to the Christian part of the Judeo-Christian heritage of the world and the Middle East. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Abraham, California, line 4. Abraham, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Excellent. I've been listening to your program. You guys are really, really educated about what's going on over there. I can tell you that my family actually originates from Egypt, so we see a whole lot more of it than the people in this country do.
Right.
And I think we have an obligation to educate these people as to what Islam really is, because I don't think that people really understand it.
Well, you know, we represent, and Jordan has been very close with, members of the Coptic Christian community that have been, of course, they're Egyptian, that have been just decimated when the Muslim Brotherhood was in control. Yet, and this is, again, one of these things, how do you explain, David, the United States backed the Muslim Brotherhood government in there, which is again, it doesn't even make sense. These are totalitarian regimes that are bent on the destruction of Israel and their Christian minority populations.
I mean, this has been the appeasement philosophy of the Obama administration from the beginning. They think that if they deal with these so-called legitimate grievances of these jihadists, then they'll like us. It's ridiculous. So not only did we back the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, we backed a motley collection of jihadist groups in Libya and see where that got us. And then now we're making moves towards arming more jihadists in Syria. I mean, the Obama administration will not learn. And that's even leaving aside the consistent support that the Obama administration has been giving to the Palestinian Authority position and even to Hamas's position on some occasions.
Let me read from you this again. This is in our book Rise of ISIS on page 46. And this is from the charter of Hamas. And they call it the land of Palestine. Is given as an endowment for all generation of Muslims until the day of resurrection. Now, this is coming from their own charter. The legal status of the land of Palestine, according to Islamic law, this is how they believe it should be, would be theirs, of course. It's a conquest desire. In other words, you get it by conquest. They say battalion after battalion until the Zionist occupiers are removed. This is the and they say peace conferences, waste of time, not something we should deal with. Again, this was researched at Oxford University. It's published by Simon & Schuster Howard Books. It's also co-branded with our Oxford Center for the Study of Law and Public Policy. Those of you, by the way, that supported our work at Oxford this summer, this is the first fruit. This is the first fruit from that effort, and this is the book now, Rise of ISIS, available if you're watching on television and bookstores everywhere. If you're listening to us today on radio, pre-order it. You could do it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We encourage you to do it. And sign that petition at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to stand for an Israel, Jerusalem that's not divided, but also not recognizing 67 borders, which are indefensible. That's why they had those wars every 3 or 4 years. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And again, the book Rise of ISIS, we encourage you to buy multiple copies. Jordan, let's take another call. And we are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110.
Angel calling in from Virginia on line one. Angel, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Angel.
Hey. Yeah, my family has been kicked out of Israel from the time of Babylon to the Great Expel of 1492 in Spain. We even had to change our name, and we're Puerto Rican origin now. We were of Jewish origin, but because of the risk of, death from the Catholics at that time, we had to migrate to here. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'll let you finish a moment, but it's the Sephardic branch of Judaism, which is originated, you're right, from Spain in that region, which there's two branches within the Jewish culture, Ashkenazi, which are Eastern European. That's my ancestor. Your ancestors were Sephardic, which is more from Spain. But go ahead and make your go ahead with your comment.
Yes, sir. Because my last name is Irizarry. But The thing is we are the chosen, and Israel is the chosen nation, and before this president, the United States stood with Israel. And all of a sudden this president comes and, we're mixing with Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood and we're sending tanks, and
none of this, if you look at it, Dave and I were just talking about this. I mean, it makes no sense. It doesn't even make sense from a military standpoint. I want to ask David about the military standpoint. Then I'm going to ask Jordan about the politics of it because it makes no sense militarily. Oh. Why would we back these regimes?
Oh, it makes no sense at all. I mean, Egypt, we sent them tanks, we sent them F-16s, right. And then really only cut it off when an actual ally got into power,
yep.
I mean, which is crazy. And then Libya, we were the air force for jihadist militias, as it turned out.
And Jordan, the politics of this, I mean, in Washington, you're there right now. Why in the world would you be backing these regimes?
Well, this is part of it's the Obama doctrine. And so people talk about the Bush doctrine. The Obama doctrine is to try to make nice with Islamists. So not necessarily Al-Qaeda, not necessarily the Islamic State, but those who want to rule with Sharia law, that somehow they can be compatible with the United States. Now, I think we just have to look back in history and just kind of go through a couple things. One, it's one thing to say we can work with a monarchy in the Islamic world. So what amounts to a single party rule or a single family rule, because they've got a bit more control, and it's not as up to the what a religious jurist thinks that day is now okay to
right.
do. So these fatwas that get issued. So that's one thing. Working with monarchies, working with these democratic governments would be something else. But these Islamic jihadists, they are everything that they flow from. Human rights flows from their Sharia. What criminal law is flows from their Sharia. The Islamic State is operating a criminal enterprise, but that's okay under their interpretation, very strict interpretation of Sharia law. So what they're allowed to justify for themselves in engaging in is not just criminal behavior and barbaric behavior, but it's behavior that would be a threat to the world, not just to the region, but to the world. And there's even this new information out today, the Free Beacon has it, that the reason why the Obama administration won't engage, and one of the reasons why they won't engage, is some longstanding supposedly government policy that says, well, because of the First Amendment and the separation of church and state, and the government shall make no law about religion, that's why they won't talk about the word Islamist. I'm serious. This is in the Free Beacon today.
I mean, this is what's absurd. All right, here's what I need everybody to do if you're listening to us right now or watching on television. Go to ACLJ.org, sign that petition now, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Now, we're here for another half hour. We'll be taking more of your calls. SiriusXM, you get the full hour of the broadcast, and not just go over to ACLJ.org. But again, sign that petition now. We're not going to let Jerusalem be divided, the Christian sites under control of Hamas, and 500,000 Jews expelled from Jerusalem. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org That's ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. Signing on to that petition's easy. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
This dangerous resolution would also force Israel to give up key parts of Jerusalem. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that the United States veto this anti-Israel measure. The Obama administration must defend Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. The U.S. must reject this anti-Israel resolution at the UN. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.